You just can't. That's it. Everyone's getting a good service here.
I'm so awful in speaking. Now one of name of divine couple, Gandharvika Giridhari. One name of divine couple.
One name of Radha and Krishna, and divine couple is Radha Giridhari.
Gandharvika Giridhari. Gandharvika Giridhari. And
Gandharvika.
And I want to ask you about how his name Gandharvika connected particularly with name Giridhari.
How is Gandharvika connected with Giridhari?
Exclusively with name, particular name Gandharvika with Giridhari, and with which pastimes it's connected. Mm-hmm. Gandharvika and Giridhari.
There's a name for Radha and Krishna, Gandharvika Giridhari. I believe in, can't recall just now, but in some of Raghunath Das Goswami's writings or verses, he often speaks about Gandharvike, or maybe even speaks about Gandharvika Giridhari. So your question is, what is the meaning of these two names together, and how did they get this name?
Mm-hmm. How are they connected?
Excuse me?
How are they connected with each other?
How are they connected with each other? Well, of course, Gandharvika Giridhari, you can speak of, I can't remember specifically reading an answer about your question, but I can give some idea from what I studied, which you may find appealing. Forgive me, I can't quote sufficient proper shastra, but these are proper things, what I'm saying. They're Siddhanta is correct. Radharani, first we take Gandharvika Radha and Giridhari Shyam, or Giridhari Sri Krishna. And my particular Thakurji, his name is Giridhari Shyam. It's Radhika Giridhari Shyam. I used to call him Gandharvika Giridhari, but now I call her Radhika. She changed her name. I changed my name, she changed her name. So Gandharvika Giridhari. Of course, Gandharvika means, the word itself applies to Radharani because she's the origin of all art. Gandharva means represents artistic talent. A Gandharva is a being who is an embodiment of dance and singing, dance, song and dance. So Radharani, she is the origin of all song and dance. No one can sing like Radharani. She can sing beyond the veena. The veena cannot play sufficient notes to match the singing of Radharani's virtuosity. So she's Gandharvika, matchless expertise in singing. And she's a matchless expert in dancing. She totally mesmerizes Krishna's heart, and she totally astounds all the greatest personalities in the universe with her dancing. So she's Gandharvika, because she is the origin of all dance and the origin of all song. Sarvashakti Mayi Radha. So Gandharvika, that's taking the word only to apply to Radharani. And then another meaning of Gandharvika, Ganda means saurabh, or fragrance, aroma, smell. So Gandharvika, Radharani, her body is very fragrant. Naturally, her body naturally, without any unguents or cosmetics or sandalwood paste or musk or kasturi or kunkum or agur or other substances that are smeared and rubbed and adorned on Radharani's body, which have a fragrance. Naturally, Radharani's body smells like a lotus flower and like camphor. very cooling, refreshing, and attractive, a natural fragrance. And so some of the rasic janas, our rasic acharyas like Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, I believe it's in Govinda Lilamrita, he's saying that when Radharani is changing her clothes in the morning and the Sakhis Mantris are dressing her, they take off her petticoat, her like lady's slip under her sari or dress. And then when it drops on the ground, and as soon as it contacts the ground, then the earth attains fragrance. You know, you read this? The earth attains fragrance by contacting the petticoat of Radharani. So the nature, the gun, the lakshan, the characteristic of the earth, of earth, the soil, dirt, soil, is that it produces, it is the origin or source. It produces many, many fragrances and aromas. The fragrance of the flowers and the fragrance of the creepers and the fragrance of the trees. They're all coming from one earth. One earth, one area of dirt or earth, land, is producing rose scent and mogra and jasmine and kadamba and juhi and so many chameli and marigold and roses, so many types of fragrances. And that's coming from the earth. But our Gaudiya Acharyas say, but where did the earth get the quality, get the power? Where did the earth, where did Mother Bhumi, Bhumi Mata, where did she or the earth get the power of fragrance, the power, the ability to be fragrant? It came from Radharani. How and when? When her petticoat dropped on the earth. Before that, there was no good fragrance. So these are some very rustic explanations of Radharani's name, Gandharvika. And Giridhari, of course, is Krishna who lifted Govardhan Hill. Now, why are they put together? I see these sometimes verses where these two words are there together, and I just can't recall them, nor the tikkas or explanations of those particular verses. But how is it that Radha and Krishna are often called Gandharvika Giridhari? We can only speculate or offer our opinion. And one reason they're called that is because Govardhan, Krishna's Giridhari, he lifts up the Govardhan Hill. And when he lifts up the Govardhan Hill, how is he able to lift up the Govardhan Hill? Because Radharani's beautiful form is dancing in his heart. He's looking at Radharani for 7 days. He's taking Radharani through the aperture of his eyes and to the mandala of his heart. Mandala means the circle, ras mandala. He's taking Radharani into the ras mandala of his heart, and she's dancing there in so many beautiful ways, and she's singing in Krishna's heart in so many beautiful ways. She's singing like much better than a Gandharva and dancing much better than Gandharva. So that Gandharva, Radharani, is dancing and singing in the heart of Krishna when he's lifting Govardhan Hill. So when Radha and Krishna are together and this exchange is going on, they are called Gandharvika Giridhari.